country with Aaron and Matt in the morning.
Welcome to the debut episode of a brand new podcast. Hey, it's Aaron and Matt in the morning from 94.3 Cat Country, and it's This Week in Country Music. We're going to be looking back on stories about country music artists, groups, and much more from over the week. Coming up today, we're going to be talking about Rascal Flatts. They have earned their 17th number one hit. Chris Stapleton, best-selling album so far this year. And some new music on the way from Darius Rucker and Thomas Rhett as well over the next couple months.
Along with Florida Georgia Line and Backstreet Boys for a CMT Crossroads, Midland, who's patiently waiting to hear from Kenny Chesney, and somebody being considered for American Idol judge.
Let's get into it. So, of course, I got back from Colorado earlier this week. I flew for the second time. And one thing I was told, there are certain things you can't take with you on a plane. And actually, my toothpaste was too much.
I was going to say, you discovered your toothpaste was a big fat no-no.
Yeah, I had to leave my toothpaste at the Denver airport. Well, Scotty McCurry, I guess maybe he forgot that you're not supposed to bring a loaded gun on a plane or at an airport, because Scotty McCurry was cited for carrying a loaded handgun with him in the Raleigh-Durham International Airport earlier this month. Now, according to reports, Scotty was going through security back on July 13th when TSA found a loaded 9mm handgun in the singer's backpack. That's a big no-no.
That is a big no-no. Now, I do know that he does have his conceal and carry. I mean, he's all up to code on that. But that's just something you really don't forget.
Scotty McCrory told authorities that he had been at a firing range and forgot to take the gun out. He has a valid, like you said, concealed carry permit, and he was cited for a misdemeanor concealed weapon permit violation and released. And Scotty McCurry told People.com that, "I take gun safety very seriously. Great to know our airport security force is on the job. I've learned a lesson I will not forget."
Jake Owen's going to be entertaining fans at two different festivals in Oregon this weekend. And, you know, he really lives his passion. He loves touring and he loves entertaining fans from coast to coast. In fact, he says that he really likes the responsibility of entertaining fans.
And I've seen him in concert at the Missouri State Fair. It's been several years ago, but he puts on a great show.
I saw him at Mizzou Arena. And yeah, I mean, just such passion. And he's always just so happy to perform. And it's rare that I've gone to a country show and felt like the person on stage was just kind of phoning it in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to other shows where I felt like the artist was just phoning it in. Jake Owen never phones it in. He's just really a class act altogether.
Hard to believe this, but this past week, Rascal Flatts, they are the number one spot on the charts this week on both Billboard and Country Aircheck media-based country airplay charts with, of course, Yours If You Want It. And such a great, fun song. And it really sounds, that song sounds like Rascal Flatts, you know, from years before, too. One thing that's hard to believe, that for Rascal Flatts, that song, Yours If You Want It, is their 17th number one hit.
That's something that I find really, well, I guess not really hard to believe when I think about it. I mean, Rascal Flatts, they've been around forever. They've been a show staple. I mean, people just flock to see Rascal Flatts. I've got a friend who that's all she does is in the summertime is she tries to figure out where Rascal Flatts is going to be. And if it's within, you know, say like a 5 or 6 hour drive, she's there.
For Jodon Rooney from Rascal Flatts, he says, "It's so humbling for us that the milestones keep coming, and it's definitely not something that they take for granted." He says he truly believes that the song Yours If You Want It found them, and to know that the songwriter, with his passing, loved what he did with the song, and his legacy continues to live on in a blessing. And of course, the song Yours If You Want It is the debut single from Rascal Flatts' latest album. It's called Back to Us. It was released back in May and available in stores and online too.
Kenny Chesney, of course, he's gearing up for a month of shows starting August 4th in Alabama. And actually, he'll be wrapping up at Gillette Stadium in Massachusetts on August 26th. He's not doing a whole lot of touring, but he says, you know, his latest single, All the Pretty Girls, of course, it's climbing up the charts. He says that he can relate to it in so many ways. Now, Kenny didn't write the song, but he says that it just really hits close to home for himself and a whole lot of other people who have shared a similar journey. He says, "That was me." He goes, "That was a lot of my friends that had similar journeys as mine in this town and people that I've met across the world that do this for a living." He says, "Or anybody that wants to get the hell out, you know?" That's what's great about country music is so many of the lyrics just relate to so many things that you may have gone through in your life.
We talked about Rascal Flatts at the top of the charts with the song. Let's talk about album charts. And Chris Stapleton's latest album, From a Room, Volume 1, is holding the top spot as the best-selling country album of 2017 so far. Now, the collection has sold around 500,000 copies. And here's something that's just crazy. While his 2015 debut album, Traveler, which was recently certified double platinum for selling more than 2 million copies, is the second best selling album so far this year.
I absolutely love Chris Stapleton. I mean, there's been a couple of people that I've talked to who are like, I just don't get it. And for me, I get Chris Stapleton 100%. You just listen to him. His voice is just so full of soul. I mean, you can tell it's like he means every single word that comes out of his mouth. And he just has such a beautiful delivery. And I love the lyrics. And I'm really not shocked that he's got the top album.
It's great to see all the success that Chris Stapleton has had, but I still don't think he's getting as much credit as he should. Maybe not so much by the fans, but by the music business.
No, I completely agree. I mean, the man gives it his all, and I just think he just deserves a ton of respect. Well, Midland, you know, they're fairly new to the scene. They're going to be opening up several days next month with Kenny Chesney. And it turns out, you know, they're really excited about this. Midland can't wait to open up for Kenny Chesney, but they're also a little anxious because they haven't met Kenny yet. Now, that could be a little awkward. You know, it's kind of like being the new kid at school. You know, you've got a job to do, but you really don't know much about your teacher or how you're going to interact or get along. So they said that basically they're anxiously awaiting a phone call from Kenny. They said, you know, there was some talk that maybe they'll all go and kind of hang out island style for a little bit, you know, kind of get to know each other. But they're still anxiously awaiting that phone call. Now, they kick off touring with Kenny on August 4th. Guys, you're running out of time.
Somebody needs to pick up the phone.
Kenny better make that call, or you guys just might want to make your call. But, you know, I hear Kenny Chesney is such an easygoing guy. I don't think they're going to have any troubles with him whatsoever.
Let's talk about some new music. First off, Darius Rucker. He's going to release his fifth studio album. It's called When Was the Last Time? It's going to be in stores in a few months later on this fall. On October 20th is the release date. And Darius Rucker shared the news with a special announcement earlier this week on NBC's Today Show. That happened on Tuesday. And Darius has released the album's second single. That song he wrote, it's called For the First Time, and was released earlier this week. And that song is the follow-up to his latest number one single, If I Told You, making 8 country chart toppers for Darius Rucker since his country music debut. And it's hard to believe he's been in the country music business for nearly 8 or 10 years now. He made his debut in country music back in 2008.
Of course, a lot of people knew him from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Still love Hootie.
You know, if you listen to Correct Rearview Mirror, that album could very much be country today.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
It's just very easygoing. And have you ever seen Darius perform in person?
I have not.
Passionate. The man is passionate and just thrilled to be on stage. I've seen him. I've had the chance to see him, I think it's about 3 times now. And just every single time, he's just so happy to be on stage, and he just really enjoys performing, and he just knocks it out of the park. CMT Crossroads, everybody loves those, and a collaboration that, at this point, really, we're not surprised by this. Florida Georgia Line and the Backstreet Boys. Of course, they have their country hit, God, Your Mama, and Me. They have a top-selling stadium tour, and now an episode of CMT's Crossroads. Really not a far stretch anymore. And Matt, you're a fan of the collaboration.
Yeah, I am. I know whenever I saw Florida Georgia Line at Mizzou Arena back in February, they sang that song with the Backstreet Boys. The band wasn't there, though, but they sang a lot of the Backstreet Boys songs, and I enjoy it, and I think it's no surprise that the two groups are getting together for a CMT Crossroads episode.
Yeah, that episode's going to air on August 30th at 9 o'clock, so be sure to check that out.
Thomas Rhett has finally announced the news that a lot of his fans have waiting for quite some time. His third studio album is going to be released coming up in September, on September 8th. Now, the album is called Life Changes, and it's going to include the chart-topping hit with Maren Morris, the duet Craving You, along with a brand new song that is called Unforgettable. It's available today, and actually, we posted the details about this story, about the new album Life Changes from Thomas Rhett, and you can actually hear the song Unforgettable on our website at 943cat.com. But for Thomas Rhett, he co-wrote that song Unforgettable, even though it wasn't maybe necessarily about him. It was inspired by his wife Lauren, and he explained more about that. But for Thomas, he co-produced the new album in addition to co-writing 10 of the songs, and you can just tell by the title, Life Changes, it just kind of talks about probably his life and his career as it has changed over time.
That's right. And of course, you know, just recently became a dad, getting ready to become a dad again. I mean, they just adopted a baby girl and now they've got another child on the way. And of course, you know, Mizzou Arena, he's going to be there October 19th. So with a new album coming out a month prior, that means we're all in for a treat. Hopefully he's going to have some new music to perform at Mizzou Arena for all of us. And the big story of the week, American Idol coming back, and they're pulling out all the stops. They finally got Ryan Seacrest to agree to come back. Really no shock there. They're actually considering Katy Perry to come to the judges' table. But what's really, really kind of crazy is they've approached Luke Bryan.
I could see him being a good judge on American Idol. He has the personality to really shine as a judge and inject some humor and some entertainment into the show.
He is a funny guy. Now, Keith Urban, you know, of course, his name's come up again. He was on American Idol for a few years. And I think the only problem with Keith Urban, I know, I love me some Keith Urban too. The man is beautiful, but he's also ridiculously nice. And I think with American Idol, it's good to be nice, but you also have to be, to an extent, brutally honest because, you know, if you're not, they're not going to know how to change as an artist or what things to fix to grow as an artist. So, you know, I don't know if bringing Keith Urban back would be the right thing to do. And, you know, Luke, I mean, only time will tell. We know he's a funny guy. We know the camera loves him. We know all the ladies love him. And it would be, you know, a smart fit. Lionel Richie's actually another name at the top of the wish list.
Thanks for listening to the first episode of a brand new podcast, This Week in Country Music, with Aaron and Matt in the Morning on 94.3 Cat Country. For more upcoming episodes, check out the website at 943cat.com.